rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello. It's Monday and you are listening to an all new episode of Center of the Sun. Thank you for listening. It's season two of your favorite culture, society, science, and society and science podcast. Thank you for listening. Oh my God, this intro is so hard. I'm not even gonna worry about it because y'all are the best. Today I have been obsessed with moving to Los Angeles, California. I don't know why. Well, probably because the winter's coming. It's like getting cold outside. And, you know, okay, we're going to be really ridiculous and talk about the weather real quick. So I do love snow. I do love the wintertime, but you know what? I prefer, summer, though. And for some reason, I feel like West. My higher self is telling me West. So I've been watching these YouTube videos. Like, you guys know me. Like, you know me already. Like, I just, like, love a YouTube video. So much so that I negotiated the price with YouTube. I was like, I was an early adopter. You should allow me to pay $10 even if I change my mind and stop the service and then start it back up again, like, I still, like, get the old price, and I don't give a fuck. Like, no. Like, what you're not going to do is make me pay $17. Like, what? YouTube Premium? So, anyway. Google has money. Google has money. So, therefore, they can give me a discount. It's not like it's not like a black business. Like, I can get a discount. So, anyway. Anyway, welcome to Center of the Sun. This is season two. This is Sunburst. And we're talking about the things I wish I cared about more. First thing that I cared about more was porn. I don't know why this is number one on my list, but it seems important because I feel like people are like really obsessed with it, especially on Twitter. And like, actually, I always look at it, but I wish I cared about it more. It only goes as far. My interest in it, in pornography, men who have sex with men, doing really nasty things. That only goes as far as like how horny I am. So the moment I'm not horny anymore, the moment I don't care about porn anymore. And so I just wish that I liked it more so that I can enjoy it like everybody else on Twitter all the time. Like, really? Like, okay, interesting. The second thing that I wished I cared about more is working out. People and their abs, I mean, like, yes, like, give it to me. And I'd never really cared about abs until I had a threesome, and then I, like, felt somebody's washboard abs. I'm like, oh my God. First of all, I've never had washboard abs. Second of all, I've never desired washboard abs in another man. So thirdly, when I see them, I'm just like, huh, it's just like a vagina. I'm like, huh, okay, cool. thank you for coming, but I'm like, I don't really care. Like, where's the meat? Where's the beef, though? Anyway. Oh, shit. Anyway. Really, really ratchet. It's because I'm old school. Okay, so I keep knocking the mic over because I am a child of... I think the New World Order. I don't know, because like our technology, okay, another YouTube thing, like our technology shifted a lot within like 10 years. And fortunately, I was like a child during that time, or I was developing as a human at that time. So not only am I obsessed with computers and obsessed with technology, I also can't do without pen and paper. Like, I'm still an, like, I grew up in both eras. Like, both eras are inside of me, analog and digital. Like, the kids now are only digital. Like, it's so weird to, like, have kids, like, learning code in school. Like, we learned code in school, but it was very basic, and it was for, like, one website page. Entire code is written for children to learn it now. Like, it's, like, a part of their development. And a lot of them don't even know cursive. Like, my hand is on my forehead right now. Like, the back of my hand is resting gently on my forehead because I cannot right now. Like, how do children not know cursive? Like, okay, like, and that's how, and like, if you ever see my handwriting, Jesus, or yeah, anyway. Anyway, but I keep knocking the mic over because I have this stupid notebook here because I'm obsessed with journals and I'm obsessed with paper and I'm obsessed with pens, but I'm also obsessed with technology. It's this weird juxtaposition of, like, things. Anyway, so I apologize in advance, but I don't give a fuck because this is my show. It's an independent project. I'm like, Devon is the business, the project is the podcast. Like, the fuck? Like, and we're not stopping there. Like, I am dreaming. I have dreams. So I literally wrote a song yesterday. Thank you for listening. Pretty soon. About 30 milli in the bank. Or 30 milli a year. No, not even 30 milli in the bank. Like, literally my salary, like, to live is going to be 30 milli a year. Like, that's just going to be like the base. And that's not even because like I care about money like that. It's just because like that's literally just like how life is going to be. I don't know how to explain it. Well, you're welcome. Like, and if anybody needs to borrow money, like please, like, can we start some, let's do some shit. Because when I'm rich and famous, like, I'm don't care about the devil. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, I don't know. I don't care about Lucifer and all that shit. Like, American Horror Story. First of all, let's talk about American Horror Story. What the fuck? What the fuck kind of show is this? Okay. And I'm only watching it because normally I would turn this shit the fright the fuck off, but I'm only watching it because it's American Horror Story. So I'm like, of course it's going to be like some weird thing that's like going to draw me back in. Because all this stuff about Satan, I'm like, girl, I can't. But great show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to watch it, though. But when I'm rich and famous, I don't care about the devil. So I'm like, whatever happens will happen, like, whatever. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain because it's like I'm seeing other celebrities being manipulated bought in because they have money, and I'm like, if I have 30 milli a year, we're just gonna see what happens. Because I don't see, I mean, having that much money, like, and not, like, sharing it with other people, I don't see how you can be happy. So, I don't know. If I have that much money, I'll probably just buy drugs. So, whatever. So, we'll see. We'll see when it comes. I'm just being honest. Because I'm like, I'm probably going to die like Whitney Houston died. That's why I don't have money right now. Because if I had the access and the power like Whitney Houston did, I would end up like Whitney Houston. And that's not what God intended for me. So I'm just gonna be broke. I'm gonna be a broke ass bitch. Anyway, another thing that I wish I cared about more. Oh yeah. So I mentioned this earlier. I said like washboard abs is like looking at a vagina. Like, First of all, I saw a picture's been floating around on Twitter about Drake's baby mama. Because apparently she's like a porn star or something. Well, apparently. I don't know. I don't know her. I don't care. But apparently she was like butt-ass naked on Twitter. And she was just vagina lips right there. And I'm just like, and every now and then I try to test myself like, okay, Devon, are you actually gay? Like, is it a thing? Like, is it a thing? Yes. Yes, it is a thing. And because, and I know that because I have a lack of evidence, an immediate lack of, or lack of biological response when gazing upon said vagina lips. And then when I gaze upon, you know, you know what I'm talking about. The male genitalia. When I gaze upon the male genitalia, everything changes. Lights turn on. Camera action. Beautiful guys. You know, Marlo. You know, what's the thing in the Wayans Brothers at the beginning? Beautiful guys. Da 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 da. That's what it is. You know. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm gay. Whatever. Isn't that weird? Like, and I test myself all the time just to make sure. Just to make sure. Everybody should try it. That's why everyone's so angry. I truly believe that everybody should try to be gay. Just like I try to be straight all the time. And I'm just like, oh, beep, 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 beep. Nothing? Okay. Never mind. Another thing I wish I cared about more that everyone seems to just care a lot about are women's fashions. Intimates. Dresses. Pants. Trousers. Other garments I wish I cared about. Another thing I wish I cared about more was men's fashions. Right now, I'm probably wearing a 10-year-old t-shirt. Have you ever seen that commercial? It's literally a t-shirt just to wear to bed. But still, it's like, you look very comfortable. It's like the people on the date and the man's wearing the shirt with the weird messed up collar. She's like, you look very comfortable. Like, ooh, look at you over there in that shirt. That's what I look like right now. And some jeans. Like, I literally have fat skinny jeans and skinny fat jeans. Like, when I'm fat, these are my skinny jeans, and when I'm skinny, these are my fat jeans. Like, that's how my life works. And I only weigh 185 pounds. Thank God I have a high metabolism, because I can eat like 3 loaves of bread and like still fit into my skinny fat jeans, which is great. Okay. Thank you for listening. This is Center of the Sun Season 2, and we're continuing on with the things I wish I cared about more. People being mean to each other on the internet, unless it's a ratchet fight. That's one of the things I'm guilty about, because someone has to be hurt. But anyway, I don't care about people being mean to each other on the internet. Okay, so first of all, why are you on the social media if you yourself are antisocial? And then you're being mean to people, like, unless you're fighting, unless it's like worth watching. Also, you like to be mean on the internet, but you also like to share pictures of your ugly children or your adjacent children. Like, those people that necessarily aren't yours, but are related to you, please don't share. Thank you. Especially during this holiday season. I'm a Grinch. I'm sorry. Whatever. Also, oh, okay, this is a big thing because I'm speaking to myself too. So, but please be mindful of your skin. I saw a picture and it was fine. But it was about praising unconventional bodies. But I'm like, unconventional bodies with bad skin, though? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for all of it. I can do unconventional bodies, but I can't do, like, open legions. I just can't. Lesions. Legion. Legion. Not angels. Lesions, like, sores. Lesions. Hematoma. Bruises and lacerations. I can't see, I don't want to see it. I left the emergency department because I don't like it. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. So, last but not least, the things I wish I cared about more on the internet are the articles that you did not read, that you decided to share. Specifically on Twitter. And not anybody specific, and I'm probably speaking to myself again, and I actually make it a point, now that Trump is elected, I literally make it a point. I never share an article that I did not read. How about those apples? Like, how about not fake news? Hashtag not fake news. Hashtag not fake news if you read every article before you share it. Literally every article. And then you check the sources within the article to make sure the actual article is legit. And then you check those sources to see if those sources are legit. And they usually are, because it's like not that hard. And people really don't have that kind of malice out here, but no one cares. Especially if it's obvious you didn't read it. And most times I literally just read like two paragraphs. I'm like, oh, they didn't even read this. I do it all the time. And then that's why I don't engage. So anyway, what are some things that you cared about more? Please email me, host@centersun21.com, or you can tweet me at centersun21 on Twitter. Let me rifle through my belligerent journal right now. Hold on. Ooh, I wrote a song. So, upcoming this fall, I want to invite you all to email me, host@centersun21.com, because I'm going to be releasing some music this fall. If you would like the first look at that, not the first look, the first listen, if you want to be on the insider, all you need is an invitation from me, host@centersun21.com. It's easy. Just send me an email. And when it's ready, I'll send you the link. I appreciate it. This has been another Sunburst. It's season 2 of Center of the Sun, your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. It's Monday, and I just want to thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.